Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, this is Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy. It looks like the countries of the world are settling old beef. There has always been tensions in the world bubbling under the surface, but it seems like in 2024 those bubbles are finally rising to the surface. Tensions with Ukraine and Russia, Israel and Hamas and Iran. There are more tensions existing with China and Taiwan, also North Korea and South Korea. As the world heats up and more military conflicts ensue, nations look to settle the score between ongoing foes to see if they can shift the current power structures. It seems that escalation of force seems to be having a domino effect in the world. Russia, Ukraine, and Israel are already fully geared up for war and in them. Other countries are contemplating whether this is their time to join in and settle an ongoing disagreement with the use of force. Maybe the situation in the world will de-escalate, but currently there is no de-escalation in sight. America is not particularly prepared for any escalation in the world. With a national debt of $34 trillion and no balanced budget, and a deeply divided American public with a split Congress, it is not an ideal situation. It feels like we are witnessing a slow-moving car crash. We can all see it coming, but can do nothing to stop it. President Joe Biden has been in charge of our country during all of this escalation of tensions. Is another 4 years of his presidency likely to bring a better future with better results in the world's affairs? It seems Joe Biden is the driver behind the slow-moving car crash. Yet, is Donald Trump the better option to put America back on a better track? That is the question the voters will need to answer this November. The pressure of the world's tensions are real and worrisome, yet each day we must continue to live our lives and carry out our duties to our families, our communities, and our country. I believe at all times we should have some extra stores of food and water. In times like these, where the possibilities of a worldwide escalation of war is very possible, it seems particularly a good time to focus on these things that we can change. Right now, it is still relatively affordable to stock away some extra stores of food and water. There are many videos on what foods are the best to store for the long term. These videos are available on YouTube or can be found with a simple Google search. I try not to be hyper-focused on the things that can possibly go wrong, but it is good to have some preparedness. This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.